Hey everybody, this is Rebecca with Keto Sisters. I hope you're having a great week. I have been painting my condo, so if you see any weird little highlights in my hair, they're not highlights, it's actually just paint. So I'm having a great time painting. I actually don't mind the painting, it's the preparation and the cleanup that I don't like so much. So in the comments below, share if you do your painting or if you hire it out, and what your thoughts are on painting. My husband doesn't like painting. He says he's terrible at it, but I think he's terrible at it because he hates doing it. So he knows I won't let him do it if he does a poor job. So just share in the comment how you feel about painting and where you're tuning in from, whether you're watching this live or on the replay. I would love to know. We always like to know where our reach here at Keto Sisters is getting. So just put in the comments below where you're watching from. So today we are actually finishing our series on the top 10 low carb and keto tips and tricks. And this one I think is probably overall the most important. And this is why you don't want to do this solo. Even Han Solo didn't go solo. So he always had Chewbacca, but he did even better when he hooked up with Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker, and he had a whole team and they were on a mission together. And that's where strength is, right? There's strength in numbers, there's comfort in numbers, there's confidence, there's encouragement in numbers. This is definitely one of those things where you don't want to be on an island. If you try to do keto on your own, just let me tell you, it's hard. It's hard for most of us to make our switch from the standard American diet, which is really, really high carb, low fat, to basically the exact opposite, where it's high healthy fat and very low carb. And the carbs that we eat should be the leafy greens, not the breads, the pastas, the potatoes, those sorts of things. First and foremost, it's just more fun, right? If you're the only one that's eating a certain way and everybody else is eating exactly the opposite, it's hard. If you go somewhere, you have to bring your own food or be really mindful if you're ordering off the menu. You have to ask a lot of questions about how food is prepared. And then everybody else is like devouring the bread basket or devouring the chip basket right in front of you. And that can make it really hard to have that kind of willpower to eat exactly opposite of how everyone else is, right? And it's more fun if you're doing with someone, and then they can give you tips and tricks and share recipes and fat bombs and things like that. So it's just more fun and easier. You have that camaraderie, you have that shared experience. That's really what makes it so much easier and so much more fun. I know a lot of you that are watching, maybe you're the only one in your household that is doing keto. I mean, I feel you. For a while, I was the first one in my household to try to make those changes, and I'd go out with the other three people in my family, and they would be getting the fries and the sandwiches and the sodas. And I was trying not to, but it made it hard when it was right there and they were all enjoying those things I used to enjoy. So especially if you are the only one in your household that is doing keto or low carb, I highly encourage you to find a friend or a coworker or an online community such as Keto Sisters to be your support, your help and encouragement. And you know, if it needs to be an online community, you can meet friends here. You can share recipes. You can get tips and tricks. We post a lot of great content on our Facebook and other social media pages, just things to encourage you and inform you and educate you along the way. But it's just more fun to do it in community. So, highly encourage you, especially if you don't have that support at home, that you find it with other friends and family members and in our online community here at Keto Sisters. The other thing that I'd really like to emphasize is not only is it important to have somebody to go through this journey with you, it's also really important to make sure that there's someone in your life who has a little more experience, maybe who's gone a little bit before you and can guide you and help you avoid the common pitfalls. We try very hard here at Keto Sisters to be that big sister to help you along your journey because it kind of took us a while to figure it out. And there are many people here at Keto Sisters, we call them the dream team, that help run our platforms and our challenges. And they all do keto a little bit differently, which is the beauty of our system. Like, we don't have a one size fits all approach like some of the other keto gurus out there, other keto communities. It's like, if you're not strict keto, then you're out of here. If you want to eat processed foods or you do more lazy or dirty keto, some of those other communities aren't as welcoming. All we want for you here is for you to choose better. So we strive for 1% better every day. So if you're moving from a standard American diet, which is high carb and low fat, like, we're going to cheer you on if you go to a fast food restaurant and you don't get the fries and you don't get the soda because you're making little changes that will add up to big results when applied consistently. But you really need someone to help show you the ropes. because there are a lot of pitfalls out there. There are a lot of things about sweeteners that you need to know and different flour substitutes. And what are the good fats? What are the bad fats? How much water do you need? How important is hydration? How important is electrolytes? Those types of things, if you have somebody teaching you, you can maybe avoid the keto flu and avoid the stalls. Or at least if you hit a stall or a plateau, you get advice on how to break through that. And having someone to take you by the hand and say, hey, try this, or here are some options, and here are some things that can help you. Here are some tools that you can put in your tool belt. One of the tools that I've used for 6.5 years now is ketones, something I didn't even realize I had this hat on. I grabbed it. It was my husband's. I drink ketones. That's how I got started. It gave me the benefits of being in ketosis before I ever even thought about or considered changing my diet. Once I felt the benefits of ketones, then I started chasing the diet and started chasing, what about fasting? What about some of these other things I can do to increase ketones naturally in addition to the ketones that I drink? But when I got started on ketones, I had someone kind of explain the ropes to me. How do you drink ketones? How often do you drink them? How much water do you use? When do you drink them? Like, do you drink them before exercise or after? Do you drink them with food or without? Those kinds of questions, I just had no idea, right? So I had someone who started them before me to explain that to me. And so that was a big help for me because I got started off on the right foot and I had my questions answered. And I really think having a keto coach like we are here at Keto Sisters can really make your journey so much easier, because when you transition, especially at first, it can be really challenging. And like I said, if you don't have that support at home, it's even more challenging. But just kind of trying to figure it all out. What is the balance? What should your macros be? How much protein is too much protein? How much is not enough? Just figuring those things out on your own. When you just do those little Google searches, man, it can be tough because you can get, you know, some advice over here, but that contradicts what you read over here. And then somebody else here says this, and it can be a lot to assimilate. And so what we try to do here is really simplify things. That's why we created our Real Life Keto Challenge. And we take it day by day. So we spend a whole week on low carb living. And what does that look like? And how can you reduce carbs? Then we spend a whole week on high fat. What are the good sources of fat? How can you incorporate them into your diet? What are some cautions that you need to heed as you start to introduce those? Because I'm telling you, if you start to introduce a whole lot of fat all at once, your body is going to react. And it might not necessarily be a pleasant reaction. So we teach you how to increase that gradually. Then the third week, we kind of bring in protein and we bring it all together. So how do the fats, the protein, the carbs, how do they look in a diet altogether? And what should your lifestyle look like going forward? What are the options? Lazy, dirty, strict. Do you want to do dairy? Do you want to avoid dairy? Do you want to eat processed foods? Do you want to try to eat more clean foods and whole foods? Do you want to do intermittent fasting? What kind of fasting do you want to do? Do you want to do a 24-hour fast every week? Do you want to do a 16 to 18-hour fast every day? Should I do maybe a longer, maybe a 60-hour fast once a month or once a quarter? Those are all things that we can help you in our Real Life Keto Challenge. And again, it is not designed to cram a certain way of living down your throat. It's really designed to give you the information, the education, the awareness of what your options are so that you can make the best decision for where you are right now and where you want to go. What are your goals? What is your lifestyle like? Because if you're a busy mom with kids at home or kids in a lot of sports and activities, how you maybe prep your meals or plan for your meals is quite different than someone maybe who's an empty nester or someone who's at work all the time and has to travel for work and needs more assistance with dining out and making smart choices that way. All that to say is, if you have a guide, someone who's gone through the minefield before you, they can help you avoid the minds, right? So I like to kind of think back to how it is in the fitness world, because I am a fitness instructor. I have been for, gosh, 15, maybe close to 20 years now. And I see it all the time. Like, I see people who try to figure things out in the gym by themselves. And I always encourage people at the gym. Like, my heart goes out to those newbies, because I know how it felt to walk into the gym for the first time, to not know how any of the equipment works, to not be familiar with any of the class formats, to not know anyone, and to not really know anything about working out. And I know how helpful it was for me to start in group fitness classes, to take classes from different instructors who could really show me good techniques and safe techniques and advise me on how often should I do weights versus cardio and stretching. And, you know, what are those different options for me? And having someone help me really helped me get on the right track where I didn't get frustrated. I didn't get injured. I felt encouraged. And then I felt like I wanted to go back because I was seeing those results as I was consistent over time. And as a group fitness instructor, I see people come in to, say, my weightlifting class. And I can tell they've done weightlifting out on their own, but their form is not great. And I'm concerned about safety issues because I want them to be healthy and to avoid injury. And it's really hard sometimes for me to help them kindly break bad habits because they've gotten used to squatting a certain way. And maybe when they squat, their knees are coming really far forward of their toes, and that can put a lot of pressure on that knee joint. And so they've already developed those habits, and I have to kind of gently guide them back and to establish better habits and safer habits. Whereas if I get somebody fresh off the street who has never been in the gym before and they're coachable, and I tell them how to do a squat right the first time, they never have the opportunity to develop bad habits. They don't get into a place where they're exercising and maybe they get into an injury because of their improper form. So it's a lot easier for me to start with someone from scratch than for me to start with someone who's made some bad habits. And I think that's the same way with keto. Like, if you don't know what you're doing and you kind of just go full on and you really increase the fats because you've heard, okay, I need to do high fats, but you don't likewise bring down the carbs, high fat plus high carb, disaster. Like, that is a recipe for gaining weight and being unhealthy. But people think they're doing a good thing because they've read about increasing healthy fats. Well, you have to take it all in context, and a coach or a guide can help you do that. So our tip number 10 is to not go solo. Do this in community. Find a friend online with us or in person who is doing it with you, has similar goals, and they can be a source of support, of encouragement, of accountability. We have both the challenge, which can teach you to take tiny steps toward keto, toward a low-carb lifestyle. We also have an accountability group called Keto Confident, which is where people go when they know they want to live a low-carb keto life, but they don't want to do it alone. They want continued support, continued accountability, and continued friendships of others who are along that same journey. So my encouragement for you is to really find your tribe, find somewhere where you can get the encouragement, advice that you need. And of course, I'm a little biased. I think you can get it here at Keto Sistas. There's a space for everyone. We don't push any one thing down your throat. There are a lot of people in our community who don't drink ketones. That is totally fine. There are a lot of people in our community that don't like fasting. Also fine. There are some people in our community who do strict keto. There are other people on my end of the spectrum that do more of a low carb, higher fat, but nowhere near strict keto. So we can help you find your place. We can help you find the lifestyle that is sustainable and enjoyable and beneficial for you. So I hope we'll be your online support, your online community. If you've already taken our Real Life Keto Challenge, I would love for you to put in the comments below what your takeaways from that challenge were. What did you learn, or what reinforcement of information that you already had to kind of help it solidify in your life as a lifestyle as opposed to a fad diet. If you're a member of our Keto Confident community, or you have been in the past, I would love to see in the comments what you got out of that. Did you like the accountability? Did you like the shared recipes? Did you like the Zooms and just being connected to other people who are along this journey and the friendships that develop out of that? I would love to know in the comments what you've taken away from your Keto Confident membership. If you're just visiting with us here online, what do you appreciate about what we're doing? What kind of content would you like to see more of? What can we do to help support you on your journey? We are always looking for feedback because, just like in our individual lives, we're pursuing 1% better every day. We are also here as Keto Sistas, a community, trying to pursue 1% better every day. So you can help us continue to improve by giving us feedback. What do you love? What do you not love? What do you need more of? Just put that in the comments and let us know so that we can continue to support you on your keto low carb journey. Keep choosing better. We hope you enjoyed watching that video as much as we enjoyed making it. If you did, give us a thumbs up. Also, check out these other great videos we've made for you. And if you want more of that great keto content, be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit that bell so that you get notified of all of our new videos.